Welcome everybody to our divine service on Sunday the 15th of June 2025. Just a few things before we get started. So we will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free after the service on the free stuff page of the website. Under Sunday services, you'll find all previous Sunday services are there as well. They're all free for you to download. It's quite nice to have a listen back to them for the prayers and the meditations, if nothing else. If you want to record the service yourself, you're absolutely more than welcome. Just remember that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and in no way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes readily available for this evening, but if you would like a copy of the prayer and blessing that I'm going to use this evening, or the script form of the meditation, you can email Sue Little, who has very kindly agreed to administrate this for me. The address is edwin.c.notes@gmail.com, or you can email me and I'll pass that on to Sue and she'll sort that out for you. If you have any questions that arise, either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you received this evening, you can message me by going on the website and clicking questions for Ed. Questions asked regarding workshops, lectures, channeled evenings and Sunday services, I am happy to answer for free. I would just encourage you to grab a pen and pad in case you get a message, particularly if you want to ask me a question about it, because I probably won't remember the message that I've given you, so I'll need you to kind of prompt me a little bit. Usually all I need is you to say, oh, you gave me a kind of message about this angel or that master or something to do with fish, and that's enough to kind of jog my memory. But if you just say, you know, my name's Eric and you gave me a message, I won't be able to remember what I've said to you, so I'll just need a kind of little bit of a prompt. So always a good idea to scribble a few things down. There won't be any question or answer moments this evening, as this is a service and not a lecture. It'll last for an hour without a break, and you've all been muted, which means that we shouldn't be able to hear you, but you should be able to hear me, and that's how the majority of the session will run, in order to keep any distractions at bay. Right, we are going to start, as we always do, with an opening prayer. Now, the author of this particular prayer is unknown, though it is thought to be either an adaptation of a Hindu prayer or hymn. The first time that it was known to be publicly spoken was by Mother Teresa in 1981. I'm going to read it three times through in order to let the beautiful words sink nice and deeply into your consciousness. And I'm going to pop a little bit of music on in the background too. So, what did I say it was going to play? Oh, yes. So let me get that up. There you are. Perfect. Just pull that volume down a little bit. Okay. So just get your nice self nice and comfortable in your chair, nice and settled. Just close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. And I'll just read this prayer, as I say, three times through. So just let the words sink in nice and deep. Lord, lead us from death into life, and from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Let peace fill our hearts, our world and our universe. Let us dream together, pray together, and work together to build one world of peace and justice for all. Lord, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Let peace fill our hearts, our world and our universe. Let us dream together, pray together, and work together to build one world of peace and justice for all. Lord, lead us from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Let peace fill our hearts, our world and our universe. Let us dream together, pray together, and work together to build one world of peace and justice for all. Take a few breaths then. And when you're ready, just open your eyes. Now, before we go into our meditation for this evening, something came to me whilst I was reading that prayer, which I felt might be beneficial to mention. Two things, actually. I think the repetition of prayers is really important, because sometimes prayers are quite short, like that one. And as soon as we've said them, they're over and done with. And we've not really had much time for our consciousness to settle on them and for us to think about the meaning of the words. Whereas if we recite them two or three times, it gives us more of an opportunity to really bring our attention to the words and the meaning of the prayer, and to really put the power of our attention behind those words. And that's really very important. And so that was the first thing I wanted to mention. And then the second thing that I think is important too is, a long time ago, I met this American channel called Norma Milanovic. And she said something very interesting about how to tell when something had come from a divine source or whether it had come from mankind. And she talked about how the channelings that came through her from spirit, from the ascended masters, had a particular rhythm to the words. And that within the rhythm, she felt, was built a kind of energy, a kind of secret language, a kind of vibrational ticker tape of information that impacted upon the person listening as much as the meaning of the words did. And that when you read or listened to a script and it didn't have that kind of rhythmic cadence, then she felt that that probably wasn't genuinely from spirit, but it might have been coming from the consciousness of the medium themselves. And I've always found that really interesting, because I think there's something in what she said, that when I have read other people's channelings, when I felt an energetic connection to those channelings, I've also noticed that they've had this cadence, this rhythm to the writing. Not that it's been in rhyme, more often than not, than it's in prose. And I think you find that with some prayers too, that they have a kind of rhythmic energy to them. And that rhythmic energy is often an underlying, a vibrational message, which is a kind of double power that comes as well as the meanings in the words of the prayer itself. That one, I think, particularly has a very nice cadence to it. Okay, we're going to do an opening meditation. Despite this being a divine service, which is usually therefore a service that has a meditation which is focused on us, we are going to do a meditation for peace and the healing of the planet and its people. Because at the moment, I think the planet is in a rather dire space. Lots going on, lots of people needing healing. There is an opportunity within the meditation to take some energy for yourself as well, of course, but it just seemed kind of crazy not to use this opportunity for us all to focus some good intentions upon the planet. So, once again, make yourself nice and comfortable. I think we'll use the same music because that was nice. That's a piece of music that Andrew created called The Spirit Meadow. It's one of my favorites. So I'll pop that back on. And let's get nice and comfortable for our meditation. So just take a few moments to get really nice and comfy in your chair, to have a good wiggle around, to get nice and settled. Close your eyes. Listen to the music and the sound of my voice. You find yourself in space with the earth before you. You marvel at its beauty, its blues and greens and whites, its dazzling glow shining bravely out into the darkness of space. Home. But as you open your heart to this planet, you feel its need, its pain, its suffering, and the suffering of its people. And it is overwhelming. You want to embrace the earth, to hold it to your heart and heal it with a hug, but you fear that its need is too great and that your power is too small. It is then that you feel a presence forming in the stars behind you. Out of the vast darkness, out of the glittering stars, a robe takes shape and form, billowing, rising, twisting into the shape of a robed woman. It is the Mother Mary, the Queen of Heaven, the mother of all light and life and love, who forms in the vast darkness behind you. She reaches forwards around you and holds you in her arms, pulling you into her body, wrapping you in her love. You feel the beat of her heart, the gentle rise and fall of her breast, the comfort of her warmth. "I will help you," she says. "And together we will heal the earth." Gently she begins to combine her energy with your own, lauding and magnifying the power of your spirit. You feel her great compassion, her towering strength, her infinite power. It floods through your veins and your bones and your muscle. Your heart opens to embrace it, and together you stand as one, connected to the all. She encourages you to reach forwards and take the earth with her, and together you and the Mother Mary, who still stands behind you, reach forwards and hug the earth, holding it close to your heart. The Mother Mary holding you, and you holding the planet. Your heart and spirit combined as one, healing with grace and love. The power of your two spirits pours into the planet and its people, saturating the globe with love, flowing into the skies and mountains, into the rivers, lakes and streams, flowing like a tidal wave through the forests and woods. A healing wave of love and light, blessing every animal, every man, woman and child, nations and countries and towns and villages, the desperate and the dispossessed, the homeless, those trapped in war, in fear, in hunger, starvation and pain. The wave of love and light rolls on, into and through them all, bringing them the gift of light where there is only darkness. A light that flows too into the minds of leaders, political and religious, into the hearts and minds of soldiers and dissidents, of rebels, into the minds of victims, of innocent, ordinary people caught in wars not of their creating. The healing light flows into the earth, into its spirit, into its body and bones, into those parts of it corrupted with pollution. It flows deep down into the dark soil and out into the vast oceans. It spirals up into the outer reaches of the skies. The healing light is never ending, infinite and eternal, powerful and strong. Stay in this moment. Let the power of the Divine Mother Mary pour through you into the earth. And in a moment, my voice will return to call you back. It's almost time to return. Slowly and gently unwind your arms from the earth and allow it to float back into space. Knowing and trusting that the light that you have shared with the planet has made its mark. And done good for all of those that it has touched and graced with its power. Slowly the Mother Mary releases her arms around you, disentangling you gently from her spirit and energy. She has left a little of her grace inside your being. It shines in your aura and runs through your blood. It is a thank you, a gift of healing given in love. You give her your thanks as she begins to fade back into the starry sky. Take a few deep breaths and begin then gently to return. Releasing the image of space around you, the image of the earth, breathing in and breathing out, feeling the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you, hearing the sound of my voice, grounding yourself and centering yourself, protecting yourself in the usual way. Returning in your own time, slowly and gently, and when you are ready, opening your eyes. Okay. Now, if you have any questions from that meditation, don't forget that you can email me about it. I am, of course, very happy for you to use that meditation yourself or in your own groups, as you might like. You are more than welcome to do that. And if you particularly liked that music and would like to use that music, then I think it is available as a free download on the website on the free stuff page, and it's called Spirit Meadow. So slightly out of sync with what we usually do, I'm going to do a small channeling right at the very end of the service, so that we end the service with a little channeling, rather than doing it now. We're going to, in a minute, just kind of charge straight on to the messages. But before we do the messages, I've just got a few notices that I want to give you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording, because we don't want the messages on the recording, and then I'll put the recording back online so that we get the blessing on at the end and also that final little channeling as well. So let me just pop the recorder. So this closing blessing is called A Prayer for the Decade of Nonviolence by Mary Lou Kaunaki. Just close your eyes and I'll read it to you, and then I'll slip into this little message from Spirit. We bow to the sacred in all creation. May our spirit fill the world with beauty and wonder. May our mind seek truth with humility and openness. May our heart forgive without limit. May our love for friend, enemy, and outcast be without measure. May our needs be few and our living simple. May our actions bear witness to the suffering of others. May our hands never harm a living soul. May our steps stay on the journey of justice. May our tongue speak for those who are poor without fear of the powerful. May our prayers rise with patient discontent until no child is hungry. May our life's work be a passion for peace and non-violence. May our soul rejoice in the present moment. May our imagination overcome death and despair with new possibility. And may we risk reputation, comfort and security to bring this hope to the children of the world. This is a message then to all of you from Spirit. In times of despair, we must look to the good in each other to find the light of hope that we cannot always see in the world around us. Small deeds can move mountains. Gentle kindness, smiles and kisses can transform the darkest day into the brightest hope. Do not underestimate your power, but also do not underestimate at times your need. When you find yourself shrouded in disaster, go out into the world and find a little hope in the kindness of strangers. Remember, within you burns a spark of the divine, and that spark is infinite and bright, capable of shining through the darkest illusion. Cast your light into the world when you can. Play your part. Give freely of your love and your divinity. And when you cannot, seek it in others and take your fill, knowing that by doing so, you are strengthening the pathways of the brotherhood of men and women, and doing as God intended, leaning into the tapestry of life to find hope in despair. The light and love of Spirit goes with you. May it journey into the week ahead and keep you safe and free from harm. Thank you so much, folks, for coming along this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the prayers and the meditation. I hope you've enjoyed the messages. As I say, there will be more Sunday services ahead. We are having that break now in July, but there are more scheduled for the rest of the year onwards, and all the dates are on the website. Hopefully I'll see you at something else, of course, between now and then. Have a wonderful, wonderful start to the week. Stay safe and well. I'm going to stop the recording now and wave you off into the night.